We've come back, and good for our players. That's one thing I really, really like about. There's a lot of things I like about this team, but the one thing I really like is they stay with it. They continue to play regardless of the situation, and that's huge.
Let's go to overtime. The Huskies win it in overtime. It is Blake Pietola.
Hajdukovic shot through traffic, blocked in front by Hannah. Lesperance chops it out to center ice, and here comes Gould. Gould coming down on a partial two-on-one, brings it to the front of the net, but nobody there. And now it's Lesperance controlling for Gould. Gould in front of Schuster! Blake Pietola scores it in overtime! And the Huskies win it here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. What an incredible comeback here tonight, 4-3.
Again, the most amazing play, part of that play, I think, is the fact that how confident Gould looked to give that puck to where it was in the middle of three bodies, basically, and Blake just fired it home.
Well, if you haven't seen it, for people who haven't seen it, and I'm sure there's quite a few, is you know, with everything going on, like, you know, puck's in the corner and Joel Esperance does a good job keeping alive and Malcolm gets in there, but you don't have a lot of time to think. You know, there's a guy right on you, and there's, you have to put, that pass had to be put in the perfect position for Blake to be able to shoot it. And with the coverage and the physicality and, you know, somebody's leaning on you and there's another guy coming toward, I mean, it really is incredible to me. It really is. And that's having that sense or that feel. And there's so much that has to go right on that. The pass has to be perfect. The shooter, you can't, like Blake couldn't handle. There's so many guys around him. If he just handles that for half a second, you know, a guy gets a stick or whatever, it has to be, you have to, not only the pass has to be perfect, you have to get the shot off right away. And thirdly, is you got to try and get it through a goaltender who's right there expecting it. So there's so many things that go into that I don't think people, I mean, it looked easy at the time, but when you break it down and when you watch it and when you see how close Malcolm is to not making the pass, you see exactly where the pass comes. You see Blake, you know, these guys converging on him, and this shot, he doesn't receive it and dust it off. He shoots it. And then when you see where it goes in on the goaltender off the far post, mm-hmm. It's the perfect storm on that goal. And a great play and good play by, you know, Joel Esperance, Malcolm Gould, doing the dirty work in the corner, getting their hands dirty to keep the puck alive, win the battle. And Blake found a seam where he needed to be, and a great shot. He can shoot the puck. I mean, you watch him every day in practice. He's got the hardest shot on our team and one of the most accurate. I mean, he fires that thing. And good for him. He's starting to really pick it up now and starting to play well. We had some concerns there for a while. But now, you know, things are going in for him. He's skating. He's playing physical, you know, blocking shots. I mean, you know, his face-offs has always been good, but he's really...
He's not taking
not taking as many penalties. Yeah, now he's really into the game, and we have to keep him focused and keep him playing that way. So a big win. Nice way to send the crowd home happy.
It was Malcolm Gould, the only player in the building that did not see that puck go in the net because he had taken a mammoth hit.
Oh, he did.
As he delivered
he did,
that
and
pass.
That's what I mean. You know, you're going to just get, you know... run by some 200-pound kid who, you know, is going to lay out or in the boards or whatever. So, and good for Malcolm and making that sacrifice. And, big goal for us and a big goal for our team.
Final shots, 31-28 in favor of Michigan Tech, 2-2 in the overtime period. It just was a great comeback. And the Huskies 1-for-4 on the power play with 5 shots on goal, 2-for-4 for UAF. And Jamie Phillips ended up with 25 saves, 27 for Davis Jones. That's game one, and that was a huge win for the Huskies. Game two coming up in just a moment. It's the Mel Pearson Show. You still have time to get your questions in. DJ at themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5 Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Come on, man. All right, guys, listen up.
All right, sir.
Now, before you step out into the night and possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something.
Yep.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy to make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl across the room. Yeah, he's
the guy who buys a cold Budweiser and sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests the slow song while you guys are out in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait. Grab some fun.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A reminder from Budweiser, designated driver, and enjoy the great times.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. We're going to take a look at Saturday night's win for the Huskies after the overtime victory. Everybody was pumped up to play again on Saturday night. One of those, well, you know, every game I get my work done, and I just can't wait to watch the game. And Saturday night, I really sat and thought about it, you know, right before the game started. I'm ready to really watch this game because I knew it was going to be another good game, and certainly was. Did you feel it was a lot of the same, Coach, as far as the intensity of the play or any differences in the texture of the game from Friday night to Saturday?
Not really. You know, you never know how the game's going to, you know, start. But I thought our team was, you know, more dialed in. I thought they're, you know, ready to go. And obviously we put ourselves in a good position. When you win Friday, you put yourself in a position to have a good weekend. And you know, with Bowling Green getting beat on Friday night, you know, I think that always encouraging and gives you a little extra jump in your stride. But you know, we had some you know, unfortunate news where, you know, CJ Ike wasn't going to be able to play, and you know, we were without Neville and Hainanen, and David Johnstone wasn't going to play, and you know, now all of a sudden you're looking at your lineup, and it's like I said, I mentioned that earlier. So I'm glad Max Vallis was ready to go, and but our team played well. Our team, you know, I thought had a good game. But having said that, I thought it'd be another hard fought, close game, and you know, they haven't been. I think they were only swept once on the road all season, and had always gotten points against top 25 teams. Had never gotten a weekend when they played a top 25 team and not gotten some sort of tie or, you know, win in those series. So they bounced back, and you know, we knew we had to be ready to play. And I thought our team was more energized in the meeting in the morning, and you could just sense that we'd have a little more jump.
It seemed like we were moving the puck quicker.
I thought it was a much better game. I thought from our perspective it was anyway. It seemed like we moved the puck better, we skated better, our forecheck was better. There were a lot of little things I thought we did much better than we did. Even our breakouts were better than we did Friday night. We were a little sloppy Friday, and it just, you know, if you're a little off, you know, mentally, if you're just a little off, or physically, or your execution, you're going to be in trouble. And, you know, this league in Bowling Green found out from Lake Superior coming in, and you got to show up and play every night or someone's going to beat you.
Well, so the game gets going pretty intense between both teams, ended in action, and then we get a penalty. We had a couple of power plays, I think, before that, right? Yes. But we get a penalty. Reed Strohs goes off for hooking, and they score the first goal of the game. Tyler Morley, another tally for him. Perry and Parayko get the assist.
Play now deep inside the Michigan Tech zone, left wing corner. Back to the point, controlled by Big Parayko. Wanted to take the shot, now he will. Save, rebound, right there they score. Top shelf again, and it was almost a replay of the goal last night. Morley gets it in a 1-0 lead for Fairbanks.
Well, what did you think about that goal, Coach?
Well, yeah, you know, and we had a couple of power plays before that, and I thought we looked real sloppy on it, you know, and we were playing pretty well, and then we get on the power play, and just, you know, we had a couple chances, but on the goal, you know, again, they got a point shot through, and that seems where a lot of the goals we're giving up lately are all starting with point shots, and this point shot gets through, and now we have a situation where we have one defenseman in front of the net with two other players, and you know, Matt Roy was trying to get the puck, not a player, because you know there's two of them, you don't know which one to take. But we just didn't rotate very well on that. We didn't block the shot. It wasn't a hard shot or difficult shot, but it gets through, and they've got a 2-on-1 at the net, and bang, you know, here we go again. You know, we're playing from behind.
So we tied the game up, and an unlikely goal scorer, Chris Leibringer, who I can't believe has only had two goals in his career, scores his second career goal, first of the season. Alex Patan and Brent Baltus, great goal to tie it up at